Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. This is part two of the recap. If you missed part one, go check out your podcast feed. It's right there. And without further ado, let's get right back into the recap.
So we go to Mike and Jenna, and Mike's like, Jenna, who stole cabins? And she goes, why, what's wrong? There was a patty liner stuck on the cupboard. You're lying. I swear to God. I'm like, fuck, I'm traumatized even thinking about it. Imagine it was used. Like, how much should we not see? How do we not see this? How do we not see it?
All right, guys.
Cupboards are not being cleaned out properly. All right. Someone is spreading their legs. Attaching to the walls on the inside of the cupboards and then removing themselves, leaving panty liners. We got to be more on it.
So embarrassing. Like, that's the worst thing that could possibly be in your cupboard.
Well, I think the worst thing would be like a dead body, personally, but that's fine. Panty liner's also up there. So Daisy is like, when was the last time you checked the cupboard?
So it won't happen again.
They're in charge of four, though.
Simple things like those, I know.
How do you miss a panty liner?
I know, I fucked up. All this Eddie and Alicia bullshit's really been consuming my mind. And I'm really fucking up at my job.
Sure. Blame it on them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, who looks at the inside of the closet wall, you know? I mean, yeah. I get
it. It's a mess.
That's a pretty bad one. I mean, it's pretty bad. It's a panty liner. I'm not saying anyone, you know, but still. So Mike cleans up the crew mess and Daisy's like, look at you, Mike. This is my dream. This is like how I get turned on. He's like, finally figured it out. Really? I might just take it back after a night out and clean the mess just for you. Won't see me try. It's like, calm down, Mike. It's a turn of phrase.
I know.
Zip your pants up, Mike.
All right, now, honey boobs, can you run up and grab another bottle of wine, please? Thanks, boo boo.
He really does say boo-boo. And Ellie is like,
oh, for fuck's sake, I went through war for this shit.
So then Daisy is talking to Jason. So
a guest found a panty liner stuck in the wardrobe. He goes, oh my God. Which is our fault because we didn't find it, but I've spoken to them and I think they've learned their lesson to check.
Well, you guys really need to step it up.
Yeah, in case they bring it up, I wanted you to know there's a panty liner on the wall in the closet. Pass it on.
Do we have a red onion, sweetie pie? No.
No.
She's going to kill him. Every time they cut to him, he is just, he's like a gun of just sexist shit. It's like, boom, boom, boom. Every time they turn to Ben, he's like, oh yeah, sugar lips, honey pie, sweetie bun, boo boo. Tulip tongue. Get it here.
Butter ligament.
So now the guests are like playing in the water slide. Poor guy falls off before he even gets up to the top of the slide. And then Jenna and Daisy are cleaning the bar, and Jenna's just saying, and she's really taking it hard because she actually, unlike everyone else under Daisy, she seems to actually care about her job. And so she's saying it's just been like a shitty start.
And well, now you know to check the cupboards.
So the guests dance and record videos by the slide. And then Eddie is helping this guest out of the water. She's coming out of the water and he's like, would you like some help? She's like, no. And then she just keels over and hits her head on the side of the boat. And someone goes, oh my God, are you okay? And she goes, no. I died. I had to rewind that like five times. That lady, she's like, no, don't help me. Ugh. You okay?
No.
They're like, Jason checked under like 10 times. Like, are you sure you don't have a concussion?
I'm fine. I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm okay. So
yeah, now that's the worst person to get hurt because she does not want people giving her all the attention and they just won't stop. It's like every person on the boat's like, oh, are you okay? It's like, I'm fine. But let me know. Please let me know if you're feeling dizzy. I'm fucking get out of my room. Are you fine? Are you fine there? I'm fine. Get out of here.
Leave me alone. So now Batula and Alicia are setting up for Pride. And Alicia's like, I love Pride. I love everything about it. I Pride all the time. I could have my own spin and it'd be great. I'm in my element. I love Pride. I'm like, could you have some enthusiasm? She's like,
so it's a nice dinner setup. Rainbows everywhere, guys, because that's how gays roll. And then they're at dinner and an echoey voice is like, featuring flamboyancy and straight on C-wordiness. Ladies and gentlemen, we give you from straight from the Tommy Bahama showroom floor, Mark the Butterfly. And Mark comes out and like, boom, 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 butterfly wings with lights all over them and like dances around. And he's got like a rainbow dildo stuffed toy that he puts on his head. And they're like, oh my God, this is so gay. I love it.
And so meanwhile, downstairs in the galley, there's, you know, Chaos has Ben and Ellie are making dinner. And Ellie is like,
Daisy, 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 should we plate the first course?
Yes, you can plate it.
So Ellie goes to take food off the stove. But Ben's like, hold on 1 second. We have to wait for Daisy because it could get cold fast. Lumpy, lumpy clavicle. So then the guests are still at dinner, like getting it up and everything. So Daisy comes down to get the food. And they start to plate it. And then Daisy's like waiting because the food's not ready. And Daisy's like, why do I have to be here to watch them serve? They wouldn't serve until I'm like, I'm coming. It's so annoying.
So they finish plating and she's like, ready for service. She's like, we're here.
Are you sure, Daisy? Oh, for fuck's sake, Ben. Well, it's mussels and clams. They get cold super fast. We had to wait. And she's like, oh, God damn it. Okay, well, we've been here fucking fuck. Yeah, it's cold super fast. Well, then hurry the fuck up then.
Daisy is in no mood. No mood for this. So Ellie is like,
should I serve some plain rice as well if they want fish?
For who, hon? For who?
For the crew.
What's that, hon? Sugar pie? Sugar pie? Corn tits.
What's that? What turmeric toes? What do you need? What do you need there?
What's all these pet names? Oh, it needs to stop. I can't take it.
I couldn't hear you over there, molasses bum. Can't hear you. Sorry, it's really noisy by this fan.
Sorry, Rugal Erectum. What did you say, hon? Come on, boo boo.
What did you say, syrup sternum?
Okay. Okay, we no rice for the fish. I hear you. Okay.
So they're like, all right, we've got grilled mahi-mahi coming up. And one of the guests is like, can I just have one mahi? I don't want like mahi-mahi. I just want mahi. Thanks.
They're all like, ah.
It's a gay table. Say things like that.
Gay pride means never being ashamed of your mahi-mahi jokes.
Amen, brother. So the guests finish dinner and Jenna is saying Eddie that she'll have Joao clean up the mess. And he's like, well, where is he? And she's like, probably eating ice cream. So we cut to Joao in the galley eating ice cream. I'm like, that's his thing. They just know that every night he's going to be in the galley eating ice cream.
Like a big old industrial sized tub of it. It's just like the size of a cauldron. And he's like with his little spoon, like, must get ready for Zim.
Zim cream.
Zim cream. Zim and Jerry's. New York. I enjoy my New York super fudge Jim. Zim.
31 Zimlers. So Ellie's like, what is your favorite dessert?
Cheesecake.
What kind of cheesecake?
Lemon meringue.
Ah, I remember that. I will find my way to his heart through his lemon meringue stomach. Yes! So now the next morning, Mike comes into the galley and he's like, hey there, you got anything for us? And he's like, what, you hungry bastard, are you? I'm starving, maybe like a little omelette or something. Oh, an omelette. Omelette, fuck off. I don't even do omelettes for the guests, mate. I'd like some avocado. And Alicia's like, go, go, go. And she pulls him aside and she's like, just a word of advice. Don't ever do that again.
What? Do what? Do that. Do what? I don't know. But whatever it is, don't do it. I don't know. Was it something with towels? I wasn't really paying attention. I just got mad all of a sudden. Don't ask for food in the morning. That's what it is. You know, 4-day charter, he's absolutely fucked. It's just not a good idea. That's what I'm saying.
So now Mike is mad because someone told him not to do something. He's like, Ben, Alicia just had a little chat with us and said, don't you ever do that again. And I said, do what again? And she said, have you asked Ben for breakfast?
No, no, no. She meant do your hair like that. Please stop doing your hair like that. It's driving everyone nuts.
When you do your hair like that, it makes it hard for anyone to eat breakfast, I think is what she's trying to say. He's like, no, no. She was trying to tell me what to do, man. She was trying to tell me what to do. She's like, well, sorry. I wasn't trying to be rude. Alicia, 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 just please don't ever do that again. All right, don't ever tell us what to do. Please. But I'm just saying it's disrespectful. So if you want to be in the galley, then go. And Ben's like, wait. Did you just scare her off? She was helping me. Come on.
Mike's like,
The first rule of yachting is don't tell me what to do, but I can tell you what not to do, which is you're not allowed to tell me what not to do. Don't you understand the logic of it all? Which is basically
what he's... baby. My God. And then he runs like to tattletale on Alicia, and Ben's like, no, actually, she's correct. You shouldn't come in here and order fucking breakfast. Why are you yelling at her, yeah. Loser?
And then he tells Alicia, don't do that again. He literally says, don't do that again to Alicia when he got mad at Alicia for saying to him, don't do that again. So then Alicia goes upstairs. So she does her tattling. So she's like, oh, she's stewing. She's like, tease, tease in one fucking galley. Don't mind me up, Mikey. And she goes up to Daisy and she's like, can you tell me if I'm in the wrong about something? Oh, God. Yeah. All right. I'm just going to say, yes, you're in the wrong. No, no. Listen, Mike comes up and says, oh, Ben, do you mind making me an omelet? What? Yes. Thank you. Okay. So now Daisy's mad. No, I'm crazy. Next time, just come and tell me. People don't ever take that shit well from their peer. Oh, my God. You know, I feel like I'm everyone's mom. But with Alicia and Mike, it feels particularly toxic. I shouldn't have to be dealing with this for this tit for tat. No, it's my toy. It's my toy. It's my omelet. I'm not going to give a fuck. Just clean the boat. All you have to do is just clean the boat.
Mike, what's going on here?
He's like, well, honestly, I was kind of ridiculous. I came in this morning, have a bit of battle with Ben. Oh, Ben, fancy whipping us up some breakfast, you know, like we're thinking some omelets or something. Then Alicia pulls up and says, don't ever ask him to do that again. She yelled it like that at me. I was terrified. I was terrified of her. Terrified of her. In what tone? It's not the words. It's the tone is what you're saying. It was the tone. It was the exact tone. Terrifying tone. Terrifying tone to us.
Alicia shouldn't have said that to you in that tone, but I'm telling you right now, don't ask the chef for anything because the chefs don't want to do anything for you unless you are very attracted to them and they want to have sex with you. Do you understand?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Ben comes out and Eddie, Joao, and Batul are in the mess. And he's like,
guys, could you keep it down? They're like, ha ha ha, we'll do whatever we want to, Ben.
So Daisy radios Ben to sudden breakfast and comes down with Alicia. And she's like, Jenna, if I was you, I'd stay out of the service area. She goes, yeah, I'd stay out of it as well, Jenna.
Jenna, you've been banned from the galley. That's unacceptable. You're allowed in here anytime you want. As for you, you're only allowed here up to 5 minutes before mealtime, Daisy. Candy coccyx. Daisy's like, oh,
really? You have me fucking camp in here until, if you could just say Daisy service, I'll be here for 30 fucking minutes.
I love that.
You'd have me living in here if you could.
I love winding Daisy up. I approach her like a hollandaise sauce. I just wind it up, baby. I just wind it up until it's broken and people are complaining. I blame the assistant. Daisy's like, I can wind you up. Don't you worry. Are we going to fight now, man?
You can treat me like a hollandaise, but I'm going to treat you like a Newman's Own vinaigrette. I'm going to shake the fuck out of you.
Newman's Own. Love the specificity.
Very popular with my generation in Ireland. Newman's Own.
Norman's on. So Ben checks in on Ellie because she's clearly pissed. You know, it's like, okay, very quiet. Oh, we make a hollandaise. Oh, great. Now we make a hollandaise. So he can tell she's pissed. And he's like,
what's going on, my little trouble? You all right there? Honey pie, booby face? And she's like, I'm good. Okay, you are good, baby. You are good there, my little spumoni splankacronium. All right, you are good. It's like, okay, dishes are done. All right, baby, my little darling monk fruit mandibula. Oh, you really got it now, Mel.
You're killing it, Buttercup. Let's just keep on doing what you're doing. Apple fritter.
So now we go to Mark talking to his sister, Sophia, out on the deck. And she's like, oh my God, thank you for bringing me. And I never would have thought I'd be here. You know, I mean, we had such a hard life and now look at us, you know, I'm so thankful to you and Clay. God, I'm really glad you took that job at Tommy Bahamas. Remember when you were going to work at Gadzooks? And I said, no, don't do it. It's Tommy Bahama. Now look, you got a man that looks like the lady from Murder, She Wrote. Congratulations. That's why you need to always be nice to Clay. Take care of him. He's rich.
I was so worried when you brought Clay home once and said, please welcome my very dear friend. And I thought, oh my God, it's Mike Huckabee. And then you said his name is Clay. And I said, oh, thank God it's not Mike Huckabee. Just take care of him. He's special.
So Batul sort of like, she, Batul sort of is nearby. And Mark's like, sorry, we were just having a moment. My sister didn't know I was gay. She's really not very bright. I mean, you can really show up with butterfly wings only so many times before you give up hope on her. But I think when this time it really stuck.
Did you just tell her this morning? Because I would hope that someone would have said something before last night. I mean, Jesus, you were wearing a dildo on your head, sir.
Tool's like, oh, it's just touching my heart. Also, what did you say? I couldn't understand. It's like, I've been hiding this from her for 16 years. 16 effective years of hiding my homosexuality. And she was like, I already knew. You're my little brother. You're also wearing butterfly wings right now. I love you no matter what. It was so wonderful.
So Batul says that she was born in Istanbul, and in her country, gay marriage is not only illegal, it's a huge sin. And thankfully, yachting helped her get away from there. And when she started working in Europe and traveled, she saw how people are living happily and without strict rules. And she's like, do your thing, be yourself. She's like, I feel happy to be educated about it now. So they hug.
It's nice. Nice little scene. You know what? On the spirit of that lovely little scene, should we carry the positivity under the sea?
Fish report. Now fish it's time for a fish report. All right. Well, this is included because this is those orange flower things under the water. I forget what they're called.
What are they called?
Orange, I don't know. It looks like orange okra all piled together.
It does. And there's like a little fish, but I want you to watch the violence that happens here. It's like a little pretty striped fish. It's all alone. It's left the school of fish. It's right in the middle of this field of poppies or whatever. And then look, slowly it explodes. Come on. You can do it. Oh, boom.
It
explodes from the inside and turns into this other fish, this yellow fish.
Wow.
The special
that was violent. Wow. That was.
It was Hulk-esque. Do we need that?
I would have liked to have stayed on this fish. It's in such a tranquil place. It's probably like, can someone take a photo of me? This will be great on Instagram. It's like, sorry, we got to go to a different shot now.
Yeah, this fish, I think, yeah, it was like, oh my God, my school's leaving, but I didn't get my shot in front of this Insta wall. But no, you died. So now we get this other single fish. We've got a lot of fish just on their own today. This little yellow fish. Well, I guess there's other fish.
It's got friends, but they're all going. It's the only one. This one is the only one that's like mugging for the camera. The rest are like not angled towards the camera. This one's like, get my entire body. This is my good angle. It's my good side.
It's going for this carrot or whatever.
I was about to say. Here. It's like, oh, carrot. Don't mind if I do.
Like, I need a hot dog.
I do love a carrot.
Going to the hot dog stand. I know we all said that we were going to do my fitness pal together, but I see a hot dog stand. I'm going for it. Or get back here, Bernie.
The diet starts tomorrow. And then they're like, oh my God, Bernie the fish. Always goes for the carrot. Doesn't even realize there's an entire churro up above us.
Okay, now we go to these like tiger shark things, sharks, or whatever they're called. But look at the smile on this one. Isn't this so cute?
It's so cute. It's like, well, I heard that there's no puffer fish this week, so I figured I'd be the cute fish of the week. Throw my hat in the ring. It's so cute.
This has the cutest. I've seen cartoon sharks maybe that are cute, but even then, I don't think they're very cute. This is like the cutest shark I've. Its eyes are right next to its mouth. Its
nose. It is the sweetest shark. You know that in the shark version of What's Happening, it plays Rerun, right? It's always chasing after the truck at the end of the opening credits.
Rerun. Wait a minute. This is his nose or his eyes? So. Are these his nostrils or his eyes?
Oh, you know what I just realized? It's totally its nostrils.
Oh, but bro, I like an ugly fish. I changed my mind.
It's totally its nostrils, but it's still, I can't look at it as anything but eyes. It's so cute, like nostril eyes. And by the way, can we like not overlook this gorgeous shark in the foreground with its spots? This is a beautiful shark. I don't think I've ever seen such a high fashion shark before.
It's a Lisa Rinna shark. They're like, are you wearing your leopard print again? Jesus Christ. It's 2026. She's like, leopard print is forever, baby.
I'm so mad that those are not its eyes. I'm sorry. I'm going back to the cute shark. I'm so mad that those are the nostrils because if those were its eyes, it would be just the most adorable shark of all time. But now when you can't...
Now it's hideously ugly. When you see that the eyes are up here, you're like, holy shit, that thing's ugly and it's coming right for me.
It just got a schnoz. It's not, it's actually still pretty cute. It's actually still cute. It's just not as cute, but it's kind of like saying, you know what? It looks like this when you do this with your hand. When you do like this, the senior Wences kind of thing, you go like this. You know, for people who aren't watching, who are just listening, I did the senior Wences hand puppet thing.
I think it looks like a minivan that has a killer clown. You know it's coming to kill you, but it has like a happy face on the front. And then it starts turning towards you and it's like, I'm going to kill you. It's like, no, you're not cute anymore. Stay face the other way.
I still think it looks incredibly cute. Look at its mouth. It's cute little mouth. It's got a soft little mouth. Like, hi. Even when you see where the eyes are, it has such a gentle smile. It's just so pleasant. It's having a wonderful day.
It looks kind of like a cow.
Is it on top of another fish?
Yeah, there's another fish under it. Is she giving birth? Yeah, there's other fish under this other one, too. Look, you see the little gray fish under there. They're long.
Oh, like a little parasite. No, there are. Well, but here's what's... Okay, so here's what's crazy. I know that there's like these... There are various fish that just sort of hang out with sharks, and they're like their henchmen, you know? But they like clean up like the parasites on their bodies or whatever. But it looks like there's a full-on big fin under the cute shark. It almost looks like it has like a napkin under its mouth, right?
Yeah, like it went to the bathroom and it's got like toilet paper stuck on its foot. No one will tell it.
Except it's under its chin. It's so obvious.
Yeah.
There's like a full-on big fish under this shark.
That's like an eel. That's a full-on eel. Look at that thing.
There is something happening. That shark is really invading someone else's personal space.
And it's turning right with the shark, so it looks like it's attached to it somehow. What the F is going on?
This shark is in a constantly evolving situation here. Like, we really have misassessed it so many times.
This little shark works at Tommy Bahama, and this old shark is like, oh my God, you taught me how to dress. I'm taking you with me. It's like non-traditional relationship day on Fish Report. Yeah. Okay, so next up is this longfish. I love
this one. This one shows up every now and then.
I feel like sometimes they're trying to tell us something because they theme the fish. And this one is longfish. We see a lot of really, really long fish, as you'll see. Is this a sardine? What is this?
It looks sort of like a sardine or maybe even an anchovy. Like, and it looks unhappy to be on camera. It's like, it does. I'm not wearing my makeup.
Why the long face is my question.
Where's it going?
It's like someone with all the money in the world. They come in this beautiful silver dress and they're just like miserable. Their hair is pulled back too tight. It's like, girl, you know, your husband's been cheating on you for 30 years. Why are you upset tonight? Just relax. You're rich.
She's embarrassed. She's like, I didn't know cameras would be here. I would have cleaned up this place. Cause she's like under this like a garbage background. It's like this messy gray, green, unkempt. Like,
I need a vacation.
Mound.
Okay, so then we get some beautiful trees blowing in the wind, and then we get to some little fish, some little basics. This looks like a fish tank.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It's giving fish tank, I'm not going to lie. They're small. It's generic. They're not like...
Here we go. Long fish. Oh, I love. Here's another long fish. This has the face of a seahorse, but then the body of an eel.
Yeah. I love this fish. It's doing something interesting, you know? I love its snout.
Yeah.
I think it's not as... I've seen this fish before. I just don't remember what it's... I wish I knew my fish more.
I think it's like a seahorse that learned yoga, and so now its posture isn't fucked up, and now it's just straight. And we're like, oh my God, you're so glamorous. Finally, vodka came to the sea. But unfortunately, your face still looks exactly like your ass. So sorry.
I am concerned. It seems to be drawn to some sort of dark, ominous abyss, and it's going to get eaten down there. Like, don't go in there. You did all this work on yourself. Like, don't go into the dark hole. Like, this is a fish in a horror movie right now. Like, guys, I just want to see what's in there. Like, don't go in there.
Don't go in there. They always kill the long fish first. Every time.
That is literally where a predator is hiding. What are you thinking? And also, don't think I don't notice that your butt looks just like your face. You literally have a butt face.
That's what I said. Your head is exactly like your ass.
Oh, I didn't hear you say that.
Yeah, it's the twin face and the butt. Exactly the same. Okay, so then we come to a turtle doing some kind of yoga. Look at this back bend the turtle's doing. It's like, oh, yes. Oh, yeah, the world still sucks. Hate it up here. I'm going back under. Bye.
turtle, this is what you get for smoking. Like, it's like, I need some air. I'm running out of breath. I'm running out of breath. Like, honey, take better care of yourself.
Honey. Just sitting
there. Yeah, it's like sitting there taking a breath from the top of the waves. And now we have.
Now we get to Chef Fish.
Chef Fish.
Mm-hmm. Pasty. Just refusing to do a dish. All the other fish have left because he keeps calling them honey and boo-boo.
The ocean doesn't want this. The ocean, the ocean is not swooping him out. The ocean's trying to put it back out on the beach.
It literally is. It's pushing him back towards the shore. It's like, nope. You call me honey. You called me honey one last time, bitch. Get out of me. Okay, now we get another leopard print shark. This one now has a fish on top of its head. Look at that. The fish is riding his head.
And it has its fins out. So it's like, guess what? Okay, guys, it's doing shark charades. Okay, you can use me, one word. You can hang a shirt on me. Is it hanger? Yes, I am a hanger. Yes, I did hanger face, yeah.
Stop eating my fucking eye boogers, okay? We've been dating 2 days. 2 days we've been dating.
I love what it's doing with its fins. I mean, those fins are out and proud, you know?
Yeah. It's gay day. So ride. Then we go to the bullied fish, the five head, the poor five head. I'm the only person here that no one will swim with. Even that big leopard shark has a little fish attached to its eye boogers. What do I have? A five head.
But five head is also kind of like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, it's a shark. Oh God, please let it not see me. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Oh, I shouldn't have been here. I shouldn't be here right now.
I can't even get eaten by a shark. Whatever.
By the way, there's no urgency with those other fish. There's literally a giant ass shark that's looming, and they're all just swimming like it's just a normal day and at Fish Town, and they're like not even concerned. I mean, maybe that says something about the shark, but like, you guys should be concerned that there's a predator nearby, right?
No, they don't care. It's like me. Like, if you know that I'm hungry in a grocery store, the groceries should be afraid. But if I'm not hungry, you're safe. Maybe they just can't tell.
Maybe.
So then we go to some little basics, a little tiny basics, and then we go to the churro nuts and another long fish. I love this long fish with the horn nose.
Yeah, this one's great. This is like a Cirque du Soleil fish. Like, all the other fish are gathered around. They're like, guys, it's so whimsical and beautiful. How can it even do that? And there's like music playing that's like, oh, bonjour, c'est la vie, bonjour. La, 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 la,
la, la. It's like balancing on its nose on top of a churro. You're like, wow.
How does it do that? How does it do that?
This is like the Michelangelo of fish paintings. Mm-hmm. It's just like touching its nose to the finger of the churro god. It's like.
And then one other fish, some fish in the audience says the other one, well, you know, a lot of these fish were in the Olympics. They were gymnasts, and this is what they do when they're done. Oh, I didn't know that.
It's not really that impressive. They've been learning it since they were two.
You could probably do it if you were learning since you were two, too. So, like, don't get, like, that excited.
Okay, then we go to this little fish who's so cute. It's just, like, love standing on a twig singing. Look at him sing. He's like, pop, pop,
pop. Its eyes are very like a video game, right? Like, this is, I feel like when they make fish in video games, their eyes look like that. And it's very unsteady camera work, I'd also like to point out. Oh, look, Batool's dancing to the fish's song.
Back that shit up, back that shit up. And then we go to a pair of stingrays, really cute couple. They are that annoying couple who dresses the same. And then they, like, when you watch them speed walking, they're exactly in step. Look at this.
Yeah. And they're going to brunch, but they're not going to eat anything because they're watching their figure.
They're like, we're both in Athleta. We're both walking the exact same way. We're the best couple in the neighborhood, basically.
We'll split the croissant. Yeah, we're trying to get into shape. We're just trying to hold each other accountable.
Then we go over here to a polka dot fish.
Who also has a friend. Really a big friend. Day for polka dots. Isn't that a friend there? That little bluish? Isn't that?
Oh, you're right. No.
Yeah.
Is it a fish or is it a fin? You're right. It is a little fish.
It's a little buddy. It's gossiping. It's like, by the way, did you hear about the Cirque du Soleil performance? Apparently the fish fell over. It was so embarrassing. And they were a gymnast since they were two, and they still couldn't even do it. I'm like, honestly embarrassed.
By the way, that five head fish couldn't even get eaten by a shark. What a loser.
Someone said that I should swim with the 5-foot shark. I was like, excuse me, I have standards. I may be very small, but I do have standards.
Did you see that other fish that had his face that was the same as his butt? Oh my God, a prom's coming up. You are not going. I'm telling you that right now.
Did you see that that shark added like fake eyeballs to its nose to make itself look cuter? It's like, we know you're not cute. Like, stop painting on your abs.
And that's it. Fish report.
Here comes one right now.
My fish of the week is still that cute shark. I still thought the shark was cute even after I saw where his eyeballs were. So that's
I like the little one on the twig singing. I thought that was pretty cute.
That was good too.
Okay, so let's get to one of the guests tells Mike they don't have toilet paper in their room. Mike's like, Leslie, why give me orders instead of focusing on what you're going to do? You're not my boss. If you want to do something done, you do it instead. Things would probably be sound. All right, get the toilet paper yourself, Dad.
So Mike goes to Daisy and Jenna and tells them about the toilet paper. And Daisy's like, guys, who did the cabins? From now on, when we're turning those cabins around, can we please put the full roll in those cabins? And I want those under the sinks, okay? Toilet paper under sinks, panty liners off of walls, okay? It's as simple as that.
So now we go to the galley, and Ben's like, oh, hello there, cheesy chicken. You want to do some cheese balls? Come on, let's do some cheese balls, chicka tits. She's like, oh, should we sharpen this cheese knife at all? And he's like, well, do you want me to? She goes, maybe. Okay, well, yeah, I'll sharpen the cheese knife, fine. Okay, well, do you want to choose a board to do charcuterie on? Okay, well, we'll see, all right? We'll just figure it out as it comes. Ah, well, that black one would help a lot. All right, I'm going to change. You change into your blacks, right? And he's like, okay, whatever you want. Yes, we're going to change into our blacks because we are doing things properly. Okay, boo-boo.
Yes, let's keep the momentum going and I'll be right back.
So she goes to change into her blacks. I love this for her, honestly. I do like that she is like sort of being proactive. I understand how it can be an overstep, considering that she's the sous chef and he is the chef, but he's also a disorganized chef. And so I think this is like, I don't know, I'm okay with it. So now she comes back. She's like, okay, you want to go change? Cause they want us looking cohesive. And he's like, I got it, honey, honey tits, sugar sneakers, bumble caps. I just need to get this shit done. All right. And I'll see you in 5.
I'm trying to choose my battles wisely, but she just has this sort of bravado about her. Like, she's my boss. Like, I just want her to chill, you know? Like, why can't you just chill?
So now Ben is changing in the cabin with Joao, and he's like, it's just a really weird residence in the kitchen, you know? I mean, it's just weird. I mean, it makes me fucking nervous. I don't know what's going on in there. So now we go, and she's finishing up the charcuterie board. What were you going to say?
I was like, it's so weird in there. The way she proposed that you use a black cutting board, or how she said, oh, we should sharpen our charcuterie knives. No, it's weird. Just crazy.
You know, her energy is weird because she's so sick of him and she's not really telling him what's up. So he's like trying to tiptoe around, but it's making him like say boo-boo or something more. He's getting nervous and more boo-boos are coming out and she's getting more and more pissed and he doesn't understand what's going on. It's you. Well, it's your personality. It's making her fucking crazy.
Well, he's about to find out because he's back and she's finishing the charcuterie board. He goes, all right, let's speed that up, love, if we can. She's like, okay, 5 minutes on charcuterie. Copy. And copy. Okay, we have no guests up, but I'll let you know when they appear.
Okay, no guests are up.
And he goes, all right, let's wrap it up and put it in the fridge, darling.
Oh, yes, I will, please, sugar lumps. Yes, yes, I will. All right, okay, xylitol zygote. Oh, God.
Xylitol zygote. Okay, snappy sinuses.
So she's like,
okay, we gotta take a breath. Warp into warm salt vegetables for milk. It's getting a little too intense in here. We got to take a little breather.
I know, but dinner's in half an hour. Pokey retinas. So We've got a ton to do, all right?
All right, listen here, honey. We've got a ton to do.
Well, I could have prioritized differently if I'd known.
Well, what? Like, moved quicker? What do you mean? Sorry, babe. I've just been...
Oh, Ben, the way you spoke to me, I cannot handle it.
He's like, spoke to you by doing what?
The way you spoke to me right now. I'm not going to have that ever again, Ben. You hear me?
How did I speak to you?
No, I would never have Treacle it again, Ben.
Face.
No, don't you. What kind of face?
Treacle face.
Don't you treacle face me again. Never, ever, ever again.
Hold on, before I rant, I need to make sure I know exactly what I'm ranting about. Treacle face. Okay, got it. Don't you ever call me treacle face again.
How did I speak to you, tic-tac-titties?
First of all, do not call me tic-tac-titties, okay? And don't call me honey, because my name is Elena. My name is Elena or Ellie. I'm not honey, I'm not bunny, I'm not anything. I'm not Spumotis, Plankton, Chromanium, whatever that is. I don't even know what that is.
Sounds great, Dewey Dentrals.
Oh, don't see those. Okay, don't ever speak to me like that ever again.
Oh, but what did I do? How do I speak to you? Could you just tell me?
No, you spoke to me in an awful manner. Awful!
Wow.
Oh, you need to get your head in the game. You need to get this organized. This is your job. You get us organized and we'll get this shit down. And what is this list? Let's go. Don't fucking try me, Ben. Do not fucking try me, Ben.
And he's just like, peel potatoes and great parmesan cheese, which I mentioned earlier. Didn't I say we need to grate this Parmesan cheese? Didn't I say that?
Oh, really? Don't you try this Parmesan cheese pussy with me, motherfucker.
No, I was saying you literally need to grate the Parmesan cheese. Oh, don't even try it.
You are like an emotional anchor around the galley, the galley team's neck, and you are dragging the galley team's neck, and you are drowning the galley team.
When you were telling me earlier, you know, hey, can you change into your chef jacket? Oh, thank you.
Yes, because you needed to, because we need to get our shit together. We wear black, we are a team, okay? And we cannot look like fucking clowns. We do not sell vegetables looking like clowns. Do you want milk or not?
Well, getting into my chef jacket is not going to improve the quality of the dinner, honey pie.
Well, I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry. Sorry, not sorry. How do you like that?
Well, I didn't realize that you were the chief chef, Uzi Earlobes.
Oh, well, we need to get our shit together, okay?
All right, Anis Ankles. Well, we need to get in a better mood, don't we, honey pie?
Well, I need to be in better mood. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? I had bombs drop on my head.
And he's like, can we try not to get in arguments before dinner service, please?
You started it.
So Ben's like, okay, so you're a little bit more sensitive than we once thought. That's fine.
No, I'm not sensitive. Don't turn this on me. You're disrespectful. I'm going to the captain and I don't give a fuck.
Wait a minute. Saccharine scapula, come back.
And she's like, I'm going.
So she's like storming upstairs. And Alicia's like, maybe you should go the other way since the guests are there. She's like, oh, shut up. She just passes her. And she goes up to the captain who is just standing there with no energy, just blinking blankly, like staring at a wall, and she's like,
Captain, what just happened in the galley? It is unacceptable.
It's like, oh, hello there, Velvet Ventricles. Wasn't expecting to see you here.
Sit on Daddy's lap and tell me a story, why don't you? Wow, that escalated. Wow, we're both in olive green today. Look at us. I just noticed.
Exactly.
That escalated quickly. I think that is just a lot of frustration built up that it didn't even take much because he wasn't acting that different. She's just at it.
He wasn't. But she, I think, I can imagine she was frustrated by all the pet names. She probably still felt disrespected, like lingering disrespect even after the conversation from him. And maybe she was like annoyed that she didn't say the thing that she was supposed to, that she wanted to say. And I don't know, like she clearly...
She said earlier, like when they had that conversation, she was like, well, you know, we had the conversation and I still need to talk to him about the pet names, but baby steps. Like I can, already won. I don't want, you know, chefs are such babies. I don't want to add too much onto that. And I want to make him flip his lid. And then she flips her lid. Oh,
it was great.
That's crazy. Yeah. I thought I was going to be more 100% on her side because this baby honey shit has been making me crazy the whole season. But I think she just kind of flipped I don't know. She chose like a weird time to just flip, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think
it was still very like, fun to watch.
Yeah, I think I'm still like on her side. Yeah, I thought it was going to be on the crux of something. I thought it would be a reaction to something more dramatic. And it was just like, can you hurry up with the charcuterie?
No, I've never been spoken to them.
It was like, that's where it happened.
How fucking dare you?
But also like, how many times that? That's like, we all want our big explosions to happen like in the most meaningful, best times. And they almost always come tumbling out off of some stupid random shit. And then you feel like an idiot because it's like, I just asked you to hurry up with the charcuterie, babe. It's like,
you want your goddamn mouth.
I went through war.
Yeah, it happens all the time on Housewives where someone is like, okay, that is it. I'm going to let them have it. And then it's the day that the housewife decides to be nice to you. It's like, hello, welcome to my home. Oh, really? Go fuck yourself.
You've hyped yourself up. The next time he disrespects me and you're kind of like waiting for the big one, you're cashing your ticket and then some stupid shit and you're like, whatever, I'm doing it.
Yeah. And, well, I'm going in.
Yeah.
Yikes. Yeah.
Fun times. Well, thank you.
You know, we were just talking at the beginning of the episode about Margaret and Jersey and like, well, don't put them in a corner. Don't paint them into a corner and say like it's him or it's Teresa or me, you know? And I feel like that's kind of how the episode ended, right? Because it's like, I'm at my wit's end. So what's going to happen? Because he's not going to fire Ben.
I think Jason's just going to give them a stern talking to, be like, find a way. We're a team. Make it work. You have to understand, Ben, this is not her role. She's still learning. And Ellie, you have to understand there's a hierarchy and we can all work here together and get back to it. All right. I'm going to look at my goldfish again.
Yeah. I'm going back to my fish tank.
Going to work on my sandalwood.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. There you have it.
It was a good time. Appreciate everyone for being here and catch us later this week with all sorts of other recaps, including what is being billed as the worst Kyle Cook episode of all time of Summer House. So can't wait to watch that. Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster. It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto. Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Itchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's not a McBee, she's a McBride. Jess McBride.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Aren't you glad it's Marianne Arns?
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors...
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Can I have a Kavanaugh? It's Anna Kavanaugh.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher. Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a Chance of Meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's Our Princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
Maximum Love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the Queen Bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We Cannot Tell a Lie, it's Sarah Talifson.
Shannon, Out of a Cannon, Anthony.
Please Don't Stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's Take Off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a Pose, it's Tori Rose.
She Ain't No Shrinkin' Violet Couture. We love you guys.